welcome to Tiny Voice Talks with me, Tori Bono. And Tiny Voice is talking about Empathy Day 2023. Yes, this is our third year of covering the Empathy Days, and they are fabulous. And I'm so excited that Paul Jenkins has come along to join me and tell me all about what Empathy Day 2023 has in store for us. So welcome, Paul.
Hello, Toria. How are you doing? It's lovely to be here. This is a podcast I've heard about so many times from so many people and listened to so many of those interviews you've done. I was like, I'm actually in the room. This is quite exciting.
I know. I love it when, you know, I've connected with you so many times through Empathy Lab, through the various things that you've been doing. And it's just so nice to actually have a really decent chat with you about everything that's going on, and I'm so pleased you're here. So for anyone that doesn't know who Paul Jenkins is, who is Paul Jenkins?
Well, I am the schools manager for Empathy Lab, so I work on all of our affiliate schools programs and helping with the modular schools program as well, and I'm sure I'll get a chance to talk about that in greater depth. I was previously a teacher myself. I worked in a secondary. I was a head of drama for 10 years and then took a diversion in my own career. So I'm very much a creative. I work as a children's poet and a radio presenter when I'm not working with Empathy Lab. So it's, there's lots of things going on for me.
So where do you want to start? Do we start with Empathy Day? Do we start with modular schools? Where do you want to start?
Well, I think we're right in the kind of white heat at the moment in the planning for Empathy Day. We've been working all year round at Empathy Lab to try and make sure that this year's Empathy Day is as big as it possibly can be, reaching as many children as possible. We've got this aim at Empathy Lab to reach a million children by the year 2026. And we did pretty well last year. We managed to get up to about 405,000, which is roughly on target. Yeah, for a very small team, we are we're a core team of maybe about seven or eight people, alongside a wide variety of volunteers and people working sort of pro bono and various all sorts of other things. So there's it's great that we're reaching that many. And this year, I think the mission empathy message that's coming out this year, and that's the theme of this year's Empathy Day, I think that's going to reach a record number of schools again this year and a record number of children. So it really is an exciting time to be involved in everything to do with delivering empathy education, and Empathy Day itself is that kind of touch base once a year where we celebrate it and we try and bring as many people into that conversation as possible.
Now, as you say, Empathy Day 2023 is going to be bigger and better than ever. You have got so much going on, but it's not just that one day. It actually started way back in November, didn't it, when you had that Empathy Month?
Well, yeah, we have now Empathy Action Month that comes alongside Empathy Day, and it's become almost like one of those sort of things that develop over time. People were starting to reflect on the work that they'd done on Empathy Day the previous year and starting to say, well, one of the drivers for empathy is about putting empathy into action. And we very much work with authors to make sure that we can kind of build empathy skills through reading. That's the really key thing that Empathy Lab does. And we worked with a whole load of authors. So we worked with people like Kate Milner and Phil Earle. Patrice Lawrence came on board to do some work with us, Rashmi Siddhish Pandey, and all of them sort of really kind of focusing on the social action. And that has set us up for this mission empathy. It's really where mission empathy came from. And this year, what we're able to do is children in schools across the UK are able to take part in five different activities this year. Shall I go through the activities?
Because there's so much. Everyone's getting their pen and paper out. Everyone's writing down. So off you go.
Let's start with the empathy power reads, because the key to building empathy skills is putting yourself in somebody else's shoes, reading from somebody else's point of view, taking the perspective of somebody else that you may never have come into contact with. And empathy power reads boosts that empathy superpower. So what we're asking people to do is recommend that power read, something, a book that really has helped them to understand or engage with another character in some way. And it may be a picture book you've read. You may have really identified with a character in a picture book, or it may be that there's a novel that you really want to recommend to somebody because there's a journey of a character and you think, yeah, actually, really read this. It's going to help you understand about all these other things in the world. And from your power read, which is one of the most successful things we did from Empathy Day last year, we invented the empathy power pose last year. We have so many pictures of children, authors, teachers, you know, using the book as their as kind of gaining their empathy superpower. And there's some fantastic things you can do with it as well. You could put on your empathy glasses to read your empathy book or to create your power pose. And it's really about celebrating the superpower, the human superpower of empathy.
My children loved that last year. They absolutely adored it. They loved the power pose, but they adored the glasses. The glasses were huge.
They are fantastic because we get, you know, professional illustrators have helped us as well to be able to do that. Jen Carney did some for us last year. Sophie Hens designed for some for us this year as well. And it's really lovely to be able to, you know, do that craft and making activity, but it's got a purpose to it. You're going to put them on, you're going to wear them. And when you put them on, you start to look at the world around you in a different way. And that actually leads me on to the second activity that we're doing this year. It's called Empathy 360. It's that moment where you look around you and say, okay, so, you know, this surrounding area I'm in, what is it? Where can I use my empathy skills to my best ability? And one of the things that is great, I mean, we're working with schools across South Wales, but the Park Lewis School in Pontypridd have actually done this in their school playground. They've given the children their empathy superpower glasses and said to them, right, okay, go out there, be our empathy superheroes. And they spotted all sorts of things. You know, children who had fallen over on the yard who needed help, for example. Wow. It's like, you don't just stand there. It's, you know, oh, there's litter over there. That's not going to be a very nice thing to be around. We must do something about that. It's, there's a new kid come into school. They don't know anybody. You know what? Let's have a chair where we're going to call it the welcome chair. And we're going to put things about the whole of the class on that they can learn really quickly. And they've stuck them all on the chair. It's those empathy 360 is about noticing the world around you a little bit. And it could be you do an empathy walk in your local community. It could be that you literally just stand still and look around in your city centre, wherever it is. It's about making that connection with your surroundings and really starting to think, what's my part in this and how can I help to make it a better place? It's just wonderful.
Oh, I love that idea.
And then from that, all of the authors that are involved in Empathy Day this year, and there is a wide range of them. I've got a long list of people involved, but they've taken part in these activities themselves. So whether it's Power Reads or 360 or this next one, Empathy Exchange, it's a really powerful tool for children and for adults as well, we found. Empathy Exchange is questions all written by children. Which is great. And they're really simple questions and some that go a lot deeper than we thought they would. They're really simple questions like, you know, tell me about something that scares you, for example. Now, if I were to ask you, Tori, about tell me something that scares you, I don't know anything about you in terms of your personality other than through your podcast. So, I mean, what does scare you?
Right, so heights absolutely terrify me, but I make myself do anything that scares me. So, So I will make myself go up things that are really, really high just so it doesn't, my fears don't stop me doing things. And that probably tells you an awful lot about my personality.
It does. It tells me that you're a very brave person and it tells me that you're somebody who actually is, you know, can confront their fears and is has got the confidence about them. And that's a lovely thing for me to find out. I'll share mine. I'm absolutely petrified of bats. I had to walk through London Zoo in the bat bit and I had to hold the hand of my son at the time who was, I think he was four, and he just looked up and went, "It's all right, Dad, I've got you." It's a completely irrational fear that came from my teenage years when I was dive bombed by some bats when I was out running. But that sharing moment, I found out something about your personality just from a simple kind of prescribed question that we picked out of a bag. And we've done this activity. Actually, the authors that are involved, SF Saeed and Joanna Nadine have done this activity as part of Empathy Day Live. And some of the things that they found out about each other were really, really helped to open up. They were talking about bullying incidences that they had at school, and they were talking about what really inspired them to become a writer and the reasons that came out. And suddenly this relationship appeared between them that we just wouldn't have expected before. It was so nice to just take that moment to notice the people around you and what they think and feel.
But I think you've absolutely hit it on the nail on the head where you say notice. Often we're so busy in our daily lives, going from one thing to another thing to another thing, and we'll say to someone, how are you? And we just expect them to say, yeah, good, thank you. But we don't necessarily notice each other. And that is so vital, so important.
And listening is one of those core skills. We've started working with schools, particularly on listening skills, when we're working on the affiliate program, of just really taking those moments to think, well, everyone thinks they're a good listener, but are you reflecting back on the things that people are saying to you? And are you giving 100% of your attention while you are doing something, you know, while you are listening to that conversation? You know, are you, there's sometimes we talk about one of the hardest things to do is if somebody's come to you and telling you about something difficult in their life, everybody immediately goes, you know what, I must solve it for them. And can you listen without necessarily offering advice? Because often people don't want you to fix something. They just want to connect with you and tell you about something. And that's a really tricky skill in itself to learn. So, you know, it's really lovely to be able to develop those skills, particularly in children, because of course children are sponges. They understand this. It's a lot easier for them to develop these behaviors than those of us who have, you know, been interrupting people for 45 years and think, actually, I probably need to stop doing that now. It is a joy to see, especially when you look in some of our primary schools and the relationships that are developing and the conversations that children are having with each other. We were at a school in Cynfig in Wales, and they were talking about this. And one of the questions on Empathy Exchange was, "What cheers you up when you're having a bad day?" And four of the 10 children that were in the room at the time all said pasta. And they've since then, it turned out that pasta is a big motivator when you're a teenager, and it's lifted them. And since then, they've basically now started spotting each other in the canteen at lunchtime. It's like, you're on a pasta day. Are you all right? They've started noticing that actually, if they're on pasta, it's just such a wonderful thing to be able to just make those connections. And those are children in different year groups who don't necessarily know each other very well, but they've discovered this about one another. And now it's become a link for them. It's just a great activity to do. I'm going on. I've got to make sure I talk about the empathy emotions map, because this is a new thing that we're trialing this year, and it's been really successful with the illustrators that have got involved with it. There's lots of ways that we obviously talk about our emotions and developing our emotional vocabulary, but it's all so easy to say, oh, how are you feeling today? Oh, I'm not great, or I'm feeling sad. You know, not really getting to grips with the emotions about why you feel that way. You know, if you're feeling sad, it could be that you're feeling angry, or you're feeling frustrated, or you're feeling you know, exasperated even with something that's going on around you. Sad doesn't really cover it, so we try and develop emotions as much as possible in children and you know, equip them with the language to be able to use those emotions. And the emotions map is a brilliant way of just getting them down on paper, whether you're a fantastic illustrator or you just like doing, you know, a montage of words, or whether you want to do it on your own, or whether you want to do it as a class. It's lovely to do it as a class because you get a kind of snapshot of how that class is feeling during the day. It's all anonymous, so you don't have to, you don't have to broadcast to the world, personal feelings if you don't want to. And it's a brilliant way of just being able to capture a moment of how you're feeling and recognizing that how you feel might change during the day. I started the day fairly sleepy and unmotivated. I went and did a park run today and felt elated. I'm on with you talking and I'm going to feel fantastic now. And I would imagine I'm going to want to feel very sleepy later on and actually want to sort of kick back and feel very relaxed. So it's, you know, my day has had an emotional journey to it already.
That's so important for children to understand, because I think often emotions can be seen as a very static thing in younger children, in which you either are this or you are this. And I talk to my children an awful lot about the fact that, you know, we're on a journey every day with our emotions, and we'll wake up feeling like this. And just as you've said, I think it's so important for children to identify and acknowledge that and know that emotions pass just as much as they're there right now in the present. This too shall pass. You know, they're not going to be sitting in deep sadness forever. And I think that's a really important lesson for them.
And it's one of the things that books do really well as well. When you're reading a book, you realize that, you know, there is no such thing as a grumpy character or a sad character. Those characters have moments of lightness. Those characters have moments of empathy with one another or with other characters. And depending on the situation and the time of day and what's happening in the world, we will all have those different emotions. And books can do that. They can open up those worlds to a variety of different experiences. And this is the really good thing about that I've loved about being involved in Empathy Lab, is that it's opened my eyes up to young adult fiction and children's fiction and picture books in particular. I've revisited some of those books that I thought I'd forgotten about, and of course, amazing new authors bringing out some fantastic books that are in the Read for Empathy collection, and it's really helped me to understand the current world that's going on. I don't feel like I'm disconnected from it anymore, because I'm reading stories like a kind of spark. You know, there's a reason that the BBC picked that up for being such a fantastic story for understanding children who are autistic. And there's other books like Call Me Lion, for example, you know, by Camilla Chester, that's in this year's Read for Empathy collection. I knew relatively little about selective mutism until I've read that book. And now I feel absolutely equipped to have those conversations with people. And that's just a lovely feeling to be able to go, you know what, I can connect with you. I have got a frame of reference. And then last off, I mean, from that, the big thing for Empathy Lab is about putting empathy into action, as I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Empathy resolutions. My empathy resolution is not going to work very well for your podcast, I'm afraid, this year. Unfortunately, my empathy resolution for this year is to get much better at sign language. And I have been practicing my emotions. And I'm sure your listeners would love to know that I'm doing the sign for emotion right now. but I'm afraid it doesn't translate very well to radio. So... But that's my empathy resolution this year, because I want to make that connection. Empathy resolution is a really simple way of just going, what is one small thing that will help the world a little bit? Yeah. You know, what can be my contribution? And there are some wonderful examples of children. One of the lads in Great Yarmouth who gave an empathy resolution last year, he said, I get really worried when I pass homeless people. That they're going to be entirely on their own and they're not going to know anybody. So my empathy resolution is just going to be to smile at them as I pass. And I was like, you don't need to, that requires no money. That requires no preparation. That just requires you to be a good person. And to hear that coming from kids and him reflecting on something that he knows is a difficulty, and this is a small way that it's going to help. It's not going to lift that person out of poverty, it's not going to change the world, but it is going to change that person's life for that moment in that time. And if that's the contribution they can make, then absolutely we should be encouraging children to do that and to understand that they can do good in the world just from really small actions. And the empathy resolutions is so powerful. We've actually asked our authors who work with us to make their own empathy resolutions this year, and there's I've actually seen some of the footage of the authors that have made resolutions, and there's some fantastic ones from people like Tom Percival and Jacqueline Wilson, and SF Saeed's made us an empathy resolution, and Frank Cottrell Boyce, some really, you know, big names in the author world, taking the time to reflect and say, you know what, there's a thing I can do. And they range from a variety of things to do with literature work or their own work or something, a project they might be working on, some about their own families that they've reflected on. And it's a really fascinating insight as well into the minds of authors and what's going on in their lives. So it really is going to be a big year.
It really is. And as you say, you have so many authors working with you. And actually, the Empathy Day Live, which starts at 9 o'clock on the 8th of June.
Well, I mean, it kicks off, first of all. We've got, this is a massive thing this year. We've got Joseph Coelho, who's the current children's laureate, took some time out of his schedule. We met up with him it was actually recorded in Nuneaton Library, but he's put together an assembly for us, a national assembly that anybody can access from Empathy Day Live. And as part of that, he's the children's laureate, and he's written a specific for one day exclusive Empathy Day poem. And for him to be able to do that for us, we stood there and we were recording him doing it, going, I feel like I'm kind of in the middle of a bit of history here. This is lovely. Yeah. And he's produced this brilliant poem for us. He leads this assembly on understanding your empathy skills. He goes through the mission empathy activities for people, makes an empathy resolution of his own as part of that as well. So that just kicks off the day. And then just to follow up, as if that wasn't, we found out as part of this filming that there is an official Laureates Club. And we've also got Chris Riddell and Jacqueline Wilson and Cressida Cowell also with their contributions to that assembly as well. So it's going to really kick off with some, I think you'll find they're called big hitters in the industry. And it is really lovely to see that we did ask Joseph if there was a special like WhatsApp group for previous laureates. And he said, absolutely true. And they consider themselves superheroes and they all have capes, which led me to believe that there's somewhere out there a picture of Michael Rosen in a cape, but we won't go down that avenue, I don't think.
I love that. I really do. Now, for anyone that hasn't signed up yet and doesn't quite know how to signpost them, what do they need to do?
Essentially, right, the primary thing is always head to the Empathy Lab website. It's empathylab.uk. There's no co's involved. We have no co's or orgs. We are .uk. And when you get there, it's really simple. There are toolkits, whichever sector you're in, whether you're a public library, whether you're in primary, in secondary, or whether you're working in early years, there are specific toolkits available for you which detail all of the Empathy Day activities. It's got the Empathy Day, there's links to the Empathy Day Live program on the website as well. Empathy Day Live itself will be appearing on the website, and we'll also be streaming it to our Twitter feeds and to our Facebook feeds as well. So if you're on social media, it's easy to share it. And that's the toolkits are pretty much what you're going to need in order to sort of deliver Empathy Day in your school. So all the resources are attached. So if you're making empathy resolutions, you might use we've got Empathy Lab bunting, which is quite nice. So you can, everyone can do their own empathy resolution on a piece of bunting. And then of course, for a full class, you can put it on a bit of string and suddenly you've got a washing line full of empathy resolutions and, you know, 30 different empathy resolutions, all things that are going to change the world. That's an amazing thing in itself. And then you extrapolate that out to the fact that, you know, we've got, you know, a full school's worth. So you might have 250 of them within a school in one day. And then you extrapolate that out even further that last year there were 405,000 people doing that. That's going to make a better world. And it really does.
Yeah.
You start to see the rolling ball of the, you know, that one person can affect the world, and it really can make a massive difference. So those toolkits are absolutely vital. So please do, teachers, go and download your toolkits. They're free. They're absolutely free. We've been putting them together. There's also, if you're in Wales, there are some translations in Welsh of the resources as well that are available. And if you're at home and you're listening and you want to do some of these activities with your family, we're also bringing forward a family pack this year as well. Activities, no resources needed, that you can do within your own homes to develop your empathy skills as well and take part in the mission empathy activities. So there really is a whole host of things going on, including the streaming of the live program on the day as well. It's all go. That's what it is. It's 100% go.
Really is. That's amazing. And listeners, you can just click on the show notes to find all the links, everyone.
We've also got a live event this year, which is a massive thing. Manchester Velodrome. We're taking over the National Cycling Centre on Empathy Day. Rashmi Siddhispandi is going to be there. Rob Biddulph's going to be there. Sophie Hen's going to be there. A whole host of schools from Greater Manchester are coming. I've got the honour of hosting the event for the day. And we're going to be doing Mission Empathy stuff. We're going to be talking about Rashmi's new book, We've Got This, which has been written in conjunction with Empathy Lab, a guide for children of six simple steps for developing their empathy. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be making empathy resolutions together. We're going to be playing some empathy games. That's going to be huge in itself. We've got various things that are happening as well. We've got the launch of the book coming up on May the 18th. There's going to be a whole new range of empathy shorts. This is have you ever used the empathy shorts before?
I have indeed. They're great.
They're great. They're 500 word stories, all by authors who have donated them to Empathy Lab for use for Empathy Day. And they're particularly good if you want to send something home as a piece of literature, because they're complete stories in themselves, or for those families who might not have access to books. We've realized during the lockdown, there's so many families out there that have just no books within their homes through no fault of their own. It's simply the case of the fact that, you know, it just wasn't something that was, you know, in some cases it's in terms of money, in some cases it's in terms of family literacy, etc. These shorts help really connect with people to be able to take them home and to be able to have a short story that you can just sort of hold in your hand and go through. Some schools have printed them out as books in themselves. Some libraries have done that as well. But they're also really useful if you're doing some literacy work to be able to send home as a short story to read. Check those out. There's a whole host of those coming on the Empathy Lab website this year as well. And they'll be released in the run up to Empathy Day. So in the fortnight before, they'll be coming out.
As you say, there's just so much going on. So listeners, honestly, go to the Empathy Lab website. You'll see everything that Paul is talking about. And as I say, the stuff will be in the show notes for you to click on and so on, because it is just so exciting. Now, before I let you go, Paul, I need to know your answer to the final question, which is this.
Of course, the big one.
The big one. If you could have been taught by anyone, living or dead, who would have been your perfect teacher?
Well, I've thought about this, and I was taught by some amazing teachers. I did have some great ones. My history teacher, in fact, always give a shout out to your favourite teacher, Mr. Martin. Well done. Your use of hats to explain the Cuban Missile Crisis to me was just unparalleled. He was both Khrushchev and Kennedy in my same lesson, using different hats. Mm. But aside from that, I think if I had have been taught by anybody, I think I would have loved to have been taught by David Attenborough. I think he is, aside from being a national treasure, he gets information across in a way that really does inspire you to want to know more. And that's what a teacher can only ever do. They can basically push you on to be able to say, look at this world, look at what you could see within it, look at what you can experience. And I think in his later time, I think David Attenborough's kind of squared that circle of empathy as well, in that he's been able to then say, okay, and there's something we can do to help. You know, it's not just about, oh, look, isn't that a lovely, environment that we're looking at? It's also, it's in danger. What can you do to change that?
Yeah.
You know, how can we reduce our use of plastic? How can we contribute towards making sure that global warming isn't speeding up? And I think that's a really, really important thing to be able to inform us and educate us, but also to be able to say, you have the power to do something about it. Absolutely love the man. So if he could be my teacher, I'll take him every day.
He'd be such a good, you know, a good asset to the Tiny Voice Taught School. He really would. Thank you so much, Paul, for coming on the podcast and talking about Empathy Day 2023. And I cannot urge listeners enough to join in with you. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.